This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. So, shalom, shalom. Welcome to the next episode of the Real Royal Family, where we are here to destroy the destroyer and take back your crown. I am your second host, Valerie Superval, and my role is as your spiritual Harriet Tubman, and your first host, my senior partner, the glorious, wise, gracious, and merciful, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you for being here with us. I thank you here for being my guide and the listener's guide, for being our teacher, our provider, our keeper. Thank you for being my confidence, my peace, my love, everything good in our lives. Thank you for being my power, and thank you for being my confidant and my counselor. So why would you or I or anyone else need a spirit guide? That's so random and way too general. Because being detectives and investigators and fruit inspectors, we should be asking, which spirit and where is that spirit guide from? Why would you or I or anyone need an animal guide? Detective Tubman asks, which animal? The roach, the flea, the frog, the slug, disguised as a leopard or a deer or a bear? Don't tell me you don't know about shapeshifters. Don't do mushrooms. Don't drop acid. Don't do that ayahuasca. Do not astral travel. I have a quick quiz for you. So we have a higher level of knowledge, a higher level of travel, of watching, of knowing the past and knowing the future and knowing what's going on right now. And what is that? What's our higher level of knowing? I am going to give you 5 seconds to come up with the answer. So, ba-doop, ha-doop, ba-doop, 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 na-na-na-na. And time for the answers now. So the answer, you have guessed it, it is the Holy Spirit. Now the other ways, because there's always the spiritual reality, the original, and then there's always the imitation. The other ways to know, watch, travel, and prophesy, that is the thief's path. Remember who Satan is? He's out there to steal, kill, and destroy. So he'll take you through the thief's path. He's a thief, right? So yes, you will get there because he is an imitator and he must produce. But once again, put on your detective hat. So that's the Sherlock Holmes hat. Be the fruit inspector. Look and smell and touch, right? And be an investigator. Ask questions. So yes, there is another path. And yes, you will get there. And yes, unless it is a gift that God gives you right then and there, God makes us go through a school. So he trains us to know who he is, how to do things his way. He is a God of order. So the other kingdom will let you get there fast. But when you get there, your royal robes will be replaced and you will be covered in human defecation, filth, sputum. You'll smell like garbage and odors of dead things rotting. Instead of your royal robes being covered in precious metals and gems and light and peace and true authority, true and lasting authority, and the powerful fragrance of love. So, your choice, beloved. Your choice. Now, let's go to the animal guides, right? I love horses and cats and dogs and donkeys. I did want to be a veterinarian. I love elephants and dolphins and birds and other fish. However, I love to learn from them and look at them and see how intelligent and beautiful they are. But I do not follow them. I don't honor them. I honor the divinity in them because our Creator created them. They are so beautiful. Like, donkeys are my favorite animals right now. I just love them. They're so intelligent and so sweet and loving. They're so vicious too. But we don't worship animals, okay? So, like snakes, right? We don't worship animals, lizards, anything like that. So remember, we are to hold captive every thought. We cage the thought first. Then we examine it against the word of God, the way God does things, what he wants the result to be, okay? So if it seems blurry, ask the Holy Spirit to help make it clear for you. Before you accept the thought, repeat the thought, quote-unquote dabble in the thought. There's never such thing as dabble. The moment you open up the door to darkness, it rushes into every area of your life. You can't just open it a little bit and say, oops, I closed it. Sorry. It's easy to open something, but it's hard to close it. So don't go there in the first place. Now, this thing that I learned from Dr. Michael Lake, he's such a brilliant word scholar, and he's on Kingdom Intelligence Briefing on YouTube. And he always says, remember these five things are needed to properly interpret the word of God. You need to know the Bible in context. You need to know geography. You need to know history. You need to know the culture. And you need to know the language in which it was being spoken and how the people thought about things and how they spoke. The Hebrew language is very poetic. They use pictures. You have to know how the Hebrew person thinks. So that's where the culture comes in, and then the history. So when it says something in the Bible about Mount Horeb, you got to know what Mount Horeb meant to all the people at that time. It was a high, dark place. So when Jesus went there, you know what? Listen to Dr. Michael Lake. He explains this so much better than I do. I'm here to get the real royal family back to the palace to get your crown on. And as we take the journey back to the palace, we are here to get all of the filth off of you so you could take off the filthy robes and put on the royal robes so you can unhook all the lies and anything that is holding you to hell and death and darkness, unhook you from it and hook you up to the kingdom of light and love and authority and power. The Bible is a love letter written to you. So ask the writer to explain something if it's blurry. We don't follow or consult with ancestors. They may have been the ones who jacked your destiny up in the first place. Your ancestors were probably the ones who traded your soul on the demonic trading floor in the first place. Every people group, like I said in the last podcast, has ties back to the kingdom of darkness, and they practiced it in different ways. So, Detective Tubman is in the chat room. She just asked, which ancestor? That's right. Good question, Harriet. Ancestors, no thank you. My grandmother used to beat me and my sister make us go out to a tree and get a switch so she can beat us. We were the type of children, all you needed to do was really speak to us and explain to us. But as you know, a lot of our parents and grandparents still had the fear of slavery, which was by design, and the overseer of us getting killed or hung or sexually assaulted or ravaged or sold off. So there's a lot of fear that you and I are now responsible for getting out of our system, and we are from royalty, and royalty doesn't fear anything. We make the rules of our atmosphere around us. Ancestors, no thank you. So I had a grandmother that used to beat us, an uncle, a deceased aunt, and a deceased great uncle. Whom were pedos, and how did your spiritual Harriet Tubman figure this out? Let me tell you, it wasn't easy. At one point, so many people was like, just let it go, just let it go. And I said, the soul person, absolutely not letting it go. Absolutely not letting it go. Why do they get a chance to do what they want to do? And the children who they terrorized and violated in a very traumatic way, your kids, why are you allowing your kids to have to handle it and figure out something that is not meant for a human being to have to figure out on their own without you helping them and loving them through it? So this is who your gal is. So everybody in the family was against me, and one by one they began to back me up. But it would not have mattered had they not backed me up. I wasn't going to move, because one plus God is a majority. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That's Romans 8:11 in the King James Version. I'm going to hang with the spirit that was able to raise Jesus, who came from heaven, was born through a woman to have the human experience. So he had Father God's DNA and he had his mother Mary's DNA. You and I are the same being that Jesus was, because after he voluntarily went on the cross so they could bury him and plant him as the seed that he is, so he can then go to hell. They didn't torment him there. He told them who's who and what's what, because as royalty, when we go to a place, we tell everyone there what our Father in heaven says is going to happen, okay? We're not bullies. We're thermostats. And we'll say, the king has arrived and I am his representative and I speak through him. This is why it's important for you to know the word of God. So when Jesus went to hell, he held captivity captive. He led them around and showed all of them, you've been telling these people that you are in charge of hell, and he's told all of them, I made this. I didn't make this for human beings, but if you choose, it's your choice. If you choose to come here, I wouldn't come here, but I still rule things down here. And then he rose again. All right. So the seed, he went into the ground, and then he rose. And as he ascended up to heaven, he let us know, okay, I'm leaving you a Holy Spirit. You still have to stay here for a time, but I have grafted you in me, and I'm going to go up to heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father, and you're going to sit there with me. This is why you have to get your royal robes on, and this is why you have to know who you are. So the spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from death is my one and only guide. He's all I need. Well, what else do you need? Those ancestors can't do anything for you. Those animals, spirit guides can't do anything for you. And that other questionable, whatever God it is, guide it is, can't do what the Holy Spirit did for you. So it's a bad idea in general to follow any human being. Don't even believe me. Search out what I'm saying for yourself and then do it. I mean, you can't go wrong practicing love. You've already been doing hate and resentment and bitterness and living in fear and crying and being angry. Put on the cloak and the mantle of love. Invite the Holy Spirit to come into all of those dark places full of hurt and watch what happens. Give it time, because you've been living in the filthy robes of humanity for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, sometimes 60, 70 years. You can give God 3 to 5 years, all right? But give it, you gotta do the work. So now, there is a cloud of witnesses cheering us on from heaven. Now, I'll take that, because the Creator has trained those cloud of witnesses. He has qualified those cloud, that cloud of witnesses. They're not just random ancestors. They're not the pedo ancestors. They're not the thieving ancestors. They're not the ancestors that did drugs and stole from you. So, you know, ancestors, which ones? And you're like, oh, ancestors, they're all good. No, they're not. I've met a lot of my ancestors before they died. I'm not following them anywhere. God approved the cloud of witnesses for ascension into eternal glory with him. I will let them cheer me on. The Holy Spirit is still my guide. Okay? So they got qualified. They just weren't random ancestors. They are your cloud of witnesses are your brethren in Christ Jesus. So it still goes back to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not some random ancestors, because we all have witches and warlocks, necromancers, so-called grandmasters, occult vampires, slaveholders, slave traders, drug addicts, murderers, sex traffickers, rapists in our ancestry. So I decline. I will not be following ancestors. And you should not either. You should not be joking about it. You should not be speaking it. Because remember, your words are power. So the kingdom of darkness wants you pouring out wine, thinking and mentioning and looking up to ancestors once again. Which ones are in your bloodline? So please stop anchoring yourself to the kingdom of darkness. So let's move further along, beloved. So today's biblical principle is putting on the full armor of God. So we have a war strategy. Once you see the patterns of darkness, it is simpler to conquer it. It's simpler to not fall into the traps, right? Conquer what? The world. We are in this world, but we are not of it. The flesh. We are in a mud suit. So when you wear your linen suit or your wool suit or your interview suit or your birthday suit, none of those suits that you wear should command your thoughts, speech, and behavior. That's exactly what the flesh is. It's just a suit. So the world, the flesh, the devil. The devil, he's a defeated foe. Now, if you allow him to dominate, intimidate, and manipulate you, then that's because you allow him to. Your spiritual Harriet Tubman here is trying to set you free from that so you don't fall for the wiles of the devil. That means he's deceptive, he's slick, he's sly. So today we're going to begin to cut off the ring. That's a boxing term. It's a strategy. So you give the enemy less and less space to mess with your mind, your will, and your emotions. So today we will begin to cut off the ring. Cutting off the ring is a boxing term. I come from a family of boxers. But cutting off the ring is a strategy. Boxers study their opponents. Boxers study themselves. They have you tape them and they look at themselves. Do you know who you are? Chances are you don't. Do you know who your enemy is? Chances are you don't. Do you know the kingdom of darkness strategy, tactics, and weapons of deception? Chances are you don't. But now you have a few. And I'm asking you, are you avoiding their strategy and tactics? If you said yes, you get 2 out of 10 points. I'm a tough teacher, but it'll be worth it in the end. So we're here to destroy and annihilate their deceptions. We are territory takers. Adam allowed Satan to take our territory out of trickery and disobedience. Not Eve, Adam. Do you know your Father's kingdom, the Father of lights from heaven above? Do you know the kingdom of light, strategy, tactics, weapons of victory? Chances are you didn't before, but now you have a few. And thank you for tuning in to listen and learn them, because it's time to stop being a slave to the kingdom of darkness. It's time to take back your crown and get your kingdom and your territory back. Take your family back, your destiny back, your health, your mind, okay? all the things that you know you should be, God put those in you. So let's live those things instead of thinking it's for other people. Can you list some of our kingdom strategy, tactics, and weapons of victory? Can you list them? Are you using them? Let's do a quick summary. Okay, let's just list three that you've learned while you're with me. So the blood of Jesus. So go to the website, The Real Royal Family. And on the website, you'll see a page releasing the power of the blood. Who is Jesus for you, your family, your destiny, your pets, your property, your spouse, your business? What the blood has is power. Power to cleanse, defend, recalibrate to heaven's standards. You are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and those are the standards you should be living by. Your original design is one of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came to recalibrate you back to what you were before the fall, before Adam gave over our authority and territory. Jesus said, okay, let's get you back to where you were. You have an original design and purpose. So you should be reading the blood of Jesus in the morning when you wake up and before you go to bed. And if you're determined to conquer, you should be waking up at midnight and reading the whole list. And you could do it while you're in bed. You could do it at your children's bedside, elderly parents. You could go to your car and read it. You can have a prayer corner. If you have a small place and few people live there, you get a sheet and you put that sheet over your head and you make that space yours. And you let people know when you're in there not to bother you. You figure it out. And if it seems chaotic, then you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to a place that's quiet. You could do it at work at your desk in a voice just loud enough to electrify the atmosphere. Just read it. And the more you do, the more you'll read it with energy. Because the more you'll read it, the more you will have power, the more light you will bring on the inside of you. You will be able to read it and picture it. You'll see a short movie clip of what the releasing the power of the blood is. So you'll see what's occurring as you're reading those letters on the pages. So let's give an example. And our first strategy is the blood of Jesus. So let's take the first line on the website. So when you go to the Real Royal Family, it's on the Power Tools tab. Let's take an example of how you make this alive when you're reading the blood of Jesus, releasing the power of the blood. I saturate my five senses, my sight. Your sight, I saturate my five senses, sight. So when you watch TV shows with witches and magic and that Potter kid and Merlin, witches are paid consultants on these shows. They really are casting genuine spells when those actors are reading those strange words and they have their Hollywood wand. So remember, the word Hollywood is telling you right out in the open, witches make their wands out of the wood from the holly tree. So that explains to you who Hollywood is. So they have their little wands and they're saying those words. So that's real deception and seduction. They are really casting spells right in front of you. And even those actors are playing fictitious characters, the spells they are casting on the viewers as you watch it in a relaxed state, those spells are real. And when you allow your children or you to read those books, and you are reading and casting spells to your own demise. Now, it's just entertainment. It's their entertainment. It's not your entertainment. It's your demise at your expense for their entertainment. When you're watching porn, what you are watching is satanic temple worship. Remember the temple prostitutes and the temple of the goddess Diana? So you're watching devil worship. And the wages of that sin, yours and theirs, is death. To someone or something you treasure. It could be your career, your money, your house, your child, your health, your reputation. Repent. Turn your back to it. See it as a putrid trick. So let me ask you this. Why does it become an addiction? Why does it become an addiction when people watch it? Because there are spirits chaining you to particular locations in hell. You have been snared. Remember snared? And once you're snared, you then become bait for someone else. You can unsnare yourself. Reality shows are conditioning you to argue, have drama, drink, catfights, pull hair, turn over tables, dress like temple prostitutes. You are snared. Unsnare yourself. Unbecome bait. Uncomplicate your life. Your life is complicated with confusion and demise and darkness. Go and sin no more and become a representative of the kingdom of light. Hearing. I saturate my hearing with the blood of Jesus. Hearing. Are you listening to the enchanted sound waves of witches and warlocks, doused in darkness, rap songs, songs by singers who you know are witches, and it's coming out more and more. Everything that's trying to hide in darkness is now being uncovered. So if you choose to listen to them, it's your choice, beloved. But you don't get to choose the consequences. And remember, something that you value dearly is going to be taken. So when you say, I saturate my smell, my sense of smell, with the blood of Jesus. So let me tell you this, an artist put bloomers that she wore. She burnt them. She wore them. That means that her DNA that came out of her private parts, Lord knows what she was doing before or during while she was wearing them. Then she burnt them, and then she put those ashes into her perfume. Beloved, that's not perfume. That is now a witch's potion. Why would Erykah Badu do that? She's gaining something out of it. And if she's gaining, then that means it's at your expense. So I saturate my taste in the blood of Jesus. So that's your emotional taste and desires, but it's also your physical tongue. So you pray over your food. When you eat Chinese food, you need to be binding, caging, and chaining the spirits that that food was dedicated to. In every Chinese restaurant, you'll see some Buddha there or some cat with the hand up, and there's lots of red and going on. That food has been dedicated to their God. And if their God is not your God, you have the authority to re-sanctify it, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 in the King James Version. It says, Father God, I receive this with thanksgiving and a word of prayer. Father, I ask you to consecrate it and make it holy in Jesus' name. Amen. You have that authority to use the word and speak over it. So I saturate my touch in the blood of Jesus. So before you sit in the seat at work, at the movies, while visiting a family, at a friend's house, on the subway, before you touch things dedicated to evil, like playing cards, which are called, or were called publicly, the devil's Bible, before you sit on those seats in those places, plead the blood of Jesus over them. Don't even play cards. Do you notice how fights generally break out at card games? People have been shot at card games, crap games, right? I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's Exodus 12, 13. So now you visualize. So you read it as you're reading, releasing the blood of Jesus, see these things and actually physically do them. So cover your doorposts. You take some anointing oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And you can say a prayer over it. I would say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Speak that prayer over your oil. Say it 20 times. Really saturate it. You actually need to memorize that prayer. So see your doorpost, your car, your clothing, your shoes, everything in your home, your loved ones, your animals, your pets, your livestock, your created works, your books, your movies, your songs, your scripts, your podcasts. Cover it. The blood of Jesus. This podcast is covered with the blood of Jesus. My voice is anointed and covered and saturated with the blood of Jesus as it's going to you. And another thing that I want you you to notice when you're reading, releasing the power of the blood on the power tools. Of course, you can copy it from there and put it on a piece of paper or your phone or your notes. Whatever you do, make it yours. Make it easy for you to see it. Put it on paper. Listen to what's happening in your body as you're reading it. If you are beginning to belch, yawn, sneeze, tear, get tired, hiccup, if you are passing gas or feel bubblings and ruminatings and stirrings going on in your belly, you are doing self-deliverance. And congratulations for you, because when you cast out darkness, you are now speaking the blood of Jesus in you. You are making space for the kingdom of light. You are closing dark portals, and you will begin to see a grand shift in the results that you have in your life. So our first tool and strategy is the blood of Jesus, right? And tactic. Our second one is forgiveness. So we said that we were going to give three examples. And remember, we just went over forgiveness last podcast. Forgiveness unhooks you from mental misery. Forgiveness is a process. Every time you think of the offense mentally, take it and give it to Jesus. Forgiveness shrinks the agony of the memory of what happened. Forgiveness moves the space darkness had chained inside of you and makes space for light. Forgiveness cuts off the communication the offender has with the power of darkness. It cripples their ability to do more damage to you, whether they are alive or whether they are dead. Because if they left a remnant and it keeps playing over and over in your mind, you, doing forgiveness, also releasing the power of the blood, you now give the authority of heaven to rule your life as opposed to hell ruling your lives, right? Forgiveness is powerful. And there's actually a science behind forgiveness and what really happens in your body. So a third strategy, weapon, and tactic is knowing your God. Your God is mighty and gracious. We did this also, I think, two podcasts ago. He says he is your husband and your provider and your protector. Now, if you've been married to an abuser, if you had an abusive father or a father that wasn't there, recognizing a good father might be difficult for you to do. But really, in essence, the thing that's inside of you that knows that what that person did to you was not right, you know what goodness is. So I promised last week we were going to talk about the ultimate narcissist. Just to wrap up what the tools, strategies, and tactics and weapons you have learned by listening. So we said we have the blood of Jesus, and we said knowing your God, because you have to know that you're protected. And regardless of whether you did not have a good father or a good husband, you intrinsically know what it means to be loved and cared for and provided. And if you don't know, then identify someone that has something good going on and know what that is. And know that if God gave it to them, he'll do it for you. And begin to read his word and the Bible, and you see how he has tender, loving mercies and how patient he is and how he doesn't allow anyone to destroy you. It might seem like you're being destroyed, but once you begin to take back your crown and flip the tables on the kingdom of darkness, all of a sudden you begin to see how you gave power to something, and how when you took the power of your authority back, you now have the ability to change the atmosphere of your world. So we said the blood of Jesus, forgiveness, and knowing your God. So let's start with knowing who the enemy is. Okay, so you have to know and begin to study what narcissists are. When you go to the Real Royal Family, there is a page that has things listed in alphabetical order. Go through all of the letters, but definitely start with the letter N and begin to study. It links to certain YouTube pages which let you know what a narcissist is. So the basic character of a narcissist, I'm just going to start now and I will continue more next week. So it's a person affected with narcissism. So it comes from Greek mythology. You can look that up on your own. A narcissist is a self-centered person. They're styled and characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with themselves and their own needs, often at the expense of others, and that means you. So narcissism exists on a continuum that ranges from normal to abnormal personality expression. So while many psychologists believe that a moderate degree of narcissism is normal and healthy in humans, there are also more extreme forms which are observable, and they're very excessively self-absorbed. Those who have mental illnesses like narcissistic personality disorder, there's so many more people than you would think. And not that we go around diagnosing people, but just watch the characteristics. And then once you see who they are, then you no longer get trapped in their little web. So they have a tendency to become very pathological. Reality TV, social media, song lyrics, culture. These narcissists are all there and they're kind of normalizing it. So what do narcissists do? And I will explain what each one of these are briefly, but once that, again, I said, do your research. They love bomb. They act like they're so interested and they want to know about you. It's just a tactic of theirs, because you'll meet them. You say, wow, this person is so nice. No, it's a setup, my friend. So right before they push you into the pit, they're walking backwards and looking at you, telling you how beautiful you are and how they like your hair and your clothing, and you're following them. And then all of a sudden they move to the side and you keep walking and you fall right into the pit they just dug for you. So they love bomb you to get you addicted and attached to them. Once you follow someone like that, you don't need a human being telling you how wonderful and loving you are. When you have a God in heaven and you have the Holy Spirit who lets you know you are wonderfully and awesomely made, and I have a purpose and a destiny for you. So I'm going to finish up on the narcissist, and then we're going to continue next week with the narcissist. And then you'll begin to see how human beings are following their father, the devil. You will not try to change these people. You will just see who they are and you will get away from them. Narcissist, also gaslight. That's a special term, and it comes from a movie where the narcissist would do things to make the other person think that what they knew to be true wasn't. So basically the male in the movie was after a woman because she had some jewels that he wanted, and so he married her. And then after he married her, he really kind of wouldn't let her go out or do anything without him, convincing her she was not doing well. He would move her stuff around, and then when she asked where it was, somehow he's like, what do you mean? It's right there. And then he would put it back, or he would act like she moved it. Gaslighting. Triangulate. Narcissists triangulate. So they love bomb you, they get you into their little web, and then all of a sudden they begin to criticize you, pick at you, put you down, verbally, emotionally abuse you and neglect you, and then they give their attention to someone else. And you are so disturbed that they are no longer loving you that you will desperately do anything to please them. And just remember, just see the narcissist as a spider, and you're in the web, and you're just getting on that sticky part of the web. So you're in the sticky part of the web. They're not ready to eat you and devour you yet, but it's very hard for you to get out. The narcissists love conflict. They love to control, either directly or indirectly. They're really good at manipulation. They love to dominate and intimidate. They like to isolate you. Then another thing that narcissists are, they are vampires. They're energy vampires. They want you to change your destiny from what you were doing to who they want you to be. They want to take your resources, your emotions, from what God purposed you to do and put it all on them. So basically, they want to be your God. And who exactly was that? Satan, right? They want your self-worth. They want your money. They want your resources. And they want your time. They don't love you. They don't love themselves. They're not capable of love. All they are capable of is playing games. They don't know who they are. They don't love themselves. So how can they give you what they do not have? The narcissist is ungrateful. They are critical. They are gossips. They will blackmail you. It's a horrible story about one of the founders of Miss Jessie. And when she started dating, unfortunately, this sweet, dear soul ran into a master narcissist. And the poor, sweet honey baby, she killed herself. This is their ultimate goal. But before she killed herself, this guy got about $4 million out of her. So, know this about narcissists. Whenever their mouths are moving, they are on the long con job. They are lying to you, okay? The summary of the narcissist, and then I'm going to end the episode here and continue later in our next episode, is they are an angel in the streets, but a devil at home. Thank you so much for joining us at The Real Royal Family. We are here to destroy the destroyer, take back your crown, and get you back into your rightful place, seated at the right hand of the Father, taking territory. So shalom, shalom to you from your spiritual Harriet Tubman and from the Holy Spirit. We love you forever and for always. See you next week.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone down his crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus. Huh.